Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so glad that I can spend time with you, and I believe that you love the Lord and you want to serve Him, and I believe that you want to be an effective servant of the Lord. And I would like to encourage you with the Word of God in this teaching by reading from the book of Luke chapter 19 verses 11 to 26. The purpose of this teaching is to help you to stay being faithful to the end. No matter what you do, the big things or the little things, please be faithful to the Lord. The Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 19, verses 11 to 26, "Now as they heard these things, he spoke another parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and because they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately. Therefore he said, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. So he called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minas, and said to them, do business till I come." God talked about the business of God to bring souls into the kingdom. "But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And so it was that when he returned, having received the kingdom, he then commanded these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know how much every man has gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, master, your mina has earned 10 minas. And he said to him, well done, good servant, because you are faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, master, your mina has earned 5 minas. Likewise, he said to him, you also be over 5 cities. Then another came, saying, master, here is your mina, which I have kept put away in a handkerchief, for I fear you, because you are an austere man. You collect what you did not deposit, and reap what you did not sow. And he said to him, out of your own mouth I will judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I was an austere man, collecting what I did not deposit, and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have collected it with interest? And he said to those who stood by, take the mina from him and give it to him who has 10 minas. But they said to him, master, he has 10 minas. For I say to you that to everyone who has will be given, and from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him." In this story, the Lord Jesus talked about himself, that he would leave this world to be with the Heavenly Father. He is the master. He is the king of his kingdom. And we are his citizens. We are his servant. And he gave all of us different talents, gifts, time, money, and all the resources. Some of us may be having more than another. Some of us may have a lot of gifts, spiritual gifts. Some of us have high anointing. Some of us has little anointing or less gift. But no matter how much we have, no matter how many gifts we have, the teaching from the Lord in this one is that we should be faithful in doing His work. And we should not put the gift under the ground. We should not hide it away. We should use it to bring the benefit to the business of God. I would like to recommend you that you find your gifts as soon as possible. you find your calling, you find what you are called to do, and then stay being faithful, even with little things. If you're faithful in little things, the Lord can add to you more later on. I learned one thing in my life is that when I first start serving the Lord, I have very little gift. I just have only little anointing of teaching. But I had been faithful at the beginning. I was teaching the Bible in the Baptist church. I faithfully studied the Bible and I took care of God's people in that church. And I just keep serving Him even though I had really little gift. But as time went by, the Lord gave me more anointing, more grace, more gift, more power to do more for Him. I learned one thing is that if you want to have more anointing from God, you need to be faithful in the little things you have. You should not throw away the gift. You should not hide the gift, but you should use it for the sake of the kingdom of God. I remember when I first serving Him, I record the teaching and I gave the teaching out for free of charge. And as I keep doing that to feed the sheep, He gave me more understanding of the scriptures and I can teach people even greater than before. Pastor Dan and I, when we were still poor, we have a little car and we had a very small house. We opened our house to be used by the church and we used that little car to drive around, to visit people, to evangelize and to build the kingdom of God. And as we are faithful in using our little car, old car, we use our small house, God keep adding and giving us more to do more work for the Lord. I would like to encourage you, no matter what you have right now, you faithfully use them for the kingdom. You may feel that I want to be a great preacher behind the pulpit with thousands of attendants, but if you cannot be faithful in being an usher, greeting people at the front door of the church, you cannot go to the higher level because God looked at your faithfulness. Many servants in the Bible, they were faithful in what they were doing. Joshua was faithful in serving Moses. Later on, God promoted him to be the leader of the children of Israel. Philip was distributing food on the table at the church in Jerusalem. He was faithful. And later on, God promoted him to be a great evangelist. In Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 23, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey." Jesus was talking about himself, that he went back to heaven and he's going to come back one day. He will come back to meet all of us. The second coming of Jesus will happen in the future. "Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gains 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, 'Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents beside them.' His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord.' He also who had received 2 talents came and said, 'Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents beside them.' His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord.'" Again, this parable talking about being faithful servant of the Lord. The Lord may use you to do some little thing in the church and you're faithful in those little things. And God watch you. God look at you. And he see, wow, this man, this woman is very faithful. I'm going to give him promotion. I'm going to give him more resources. You see, faithfulness is very important character of the servant of the Lord. When I first start moving to the U.S., I was serving my boss at University of Washington. He did not give me a salary because I was a foreign doctor. But I was so hardworking. I took care of his patients. I was on call. I did an excellent job. I did the best I could to serve my teacher and my professor. After 6 months, God saw my faithfulness. He performed a miracle that the Department of Neurosurgery lacked a resident to work at the veteran hospital. My boss shifted me to the veteran hospital and gave me salary. You see, because I was so faithful with a little thing for 6 months, eventually God promoted me to be the chief resident at the veteran hospital. I want to encourage all of you, whatever you do right now, you may be working behind the scene. No one knows your name. No one cares what you're doing. You may be behind a computer, but you are faithful in doing those things that God called you to do at the right time, at His timing. He will make you very evident amongst the people. You will be seen by people around you. The favor of God will come upon you. You will be seen by your boss, by your leader, and the Lord will promote you through your leader. Be faithful. Don't complain. Don't serve God with a bad attitude. Serve God with a joyful heart, with faith, in love. Be faithful in little things you're doing in the church or at your workplace. Be a faithful husband. Take care of your children faithfully. And you shall see that the Lord will bless you and give you the increase. Again, I want to emphasize, be faithful in little things. And the Lord will give you promotion. And the Lord will lift you up. He look at your character. He's looking for the faithful people in this planet Earth so that He can give them promotion, so that He can bless them. And you are one of them, I believe. You must be a faithful servant of the Lord. Thank you very much for listening to this sharing. I believe that this teaching reminds you to be a faithful servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are the faithful employee of your company. You are a faithful husband, faithful wife, faithful followers of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you. Thank you so much for spending time with me. I hope to see you in the next teaching. God bless you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty. Friends.
Lord.